morning. Time again for Moments of Melody. 5 minutes to help you begin your day with a song. Here is a word from Lieutenant General William K. Harrison. It's wonderful to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm exceedingly thankful that God has graciously led me to saving faith in Christ. In the Bible, the Word of God, the Lord has promised that anyone who believes in His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has been forgiven his sin and its consequences, has been given eternal life, and has entered forever into the kingdom of God. God has done this for me entirely of His own gracious kindness, in spite of the fact that I am, of course, unworthy, as is every other person. I hope that some who read this will understand that my experience has been real. It is not philosophy, it is not fatalism, it is nothing but taking at His word the omnipotent God, who controls in all details everything that is in the universe, and who loves to do good things for men, in spite of their enmity against Him. The words of Lieutenant General William K. Harrison. He was the Commander-in-Chief of the Caribbean Command and Senior Delegate of the United Nations Command Truce Team at the time of the Korean Armistice. St. Paul has some words for Christian soldiers in our verses today. Listen carefully for them after these few moments of melody. St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. So use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy whenever he attacks, and when it's all over, you will still be standing up. But to do this, you will need the strong belt of truth and the breastplate of God's approval. Wear shoes that are able to speed you on as you preach the good news of peace with God. In every battle, you will need faith as your shield, to stop the fiery arrows aimed at you by Satan. And you will need the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Soldiers of Christ, arise and gird your armor on, strong in the strength which God supplies through His eternal Son. From strength to strength go on, wrestle and fight and pray. Tread all the powers of darkness down, and win the well-fought day. Do you often lose in the battle against Satan? Maybe it's because you don't know how to use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.